Happy June 14th. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful that you're here today, and I just want to say a special word that God has dropped in my head just this moment. To those of you who are struggling with weight and body image and eating right and food and just exercise and all of that, I just want you to know that you are stunning and you are loved, and there is nothing you can do to earn God's favor. He loves you as you are, and I pray that you can rest in that beautiful truth today. All right, we are reading from, or I'm not a royal we, I am reading from Psalm 81 in the Christian Standard Bible, CSB. This is what it says. Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob. Lift up a song, play the tambourine, the melodious lyre, and the harp. Blow the ram's horn on the day of our feasts, during the new moon and during the full moon. For this is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He set it up as a decree for Joseph when he went throughout the land of Egypt. I heard an unfamiliar language. I relieved his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from carrying the basket. You called out in distress, and I rescued you. I answered you from the thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Listen, my people, and I will admonish you. Israel, if you would only listen to me. There must not be a strange god among you. You must not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel did not obey me, so I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own plans. If only my people would listen to me and Israel would follow my ways, I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cower to him. Their doom would last forever. But he would feed Israel with the best wheat. I will satisfy you with honey from the rock. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm standing here, because I stand when I pray. I'm standing here just in awe of your sovereignty and your leading and your Holy Spirit, who whispers things in my ear, because so much of this psalm is about food and satiety and being filled with you. And so thank you that you wanted to further talk about that issue at the onset of this at this prayer. Lord, I am also really convicted by the common statements here and the many times that you said, but my people did not listen to my voice. So Lord, today we're gonna take this moment on Pray Every Day to hear you, and to just turn our ear toward you, toward heaven, to hear your voice. Forgive us for all the noise that we have placed in our lives, for all of the social media, for all the media, all the voices, all the music, all the stuff. And we have become guilty of becoming crowded and loud in our heads. And when we do that, we can't hear your voice. Lord, we have taken to reading screens more than we have read the Word of God, which is where a lot of times I hear your voice in that, echoed in the Word of God. And so, Lord, forgive us. We want to hear your voice, because we can't obey you unless we hear you. We can't know what you expect unless we hear you or we read your words. So forgive us for the chaos in our heads, and help us to find those moments of space today to be like Jesus, who wandered out. He actually was very purposeful about it. He purposed out into the wilderness to hear from his Father. And so, Lord, help us to do that today. I love the pleading here. If only my people would listen to me and Israel would follow my ways, I would quickly subdue their enemies. So, Lord, maybe there's some of us listening today who are walking through spiritual warfare, and they just simply need to turn to you, and they need deliverance from you. And I pray for that today, Lord. I pray you would deliver them from what they are walking through, and the seeming doom and gloom that's hanging over them. Lord, just dissipate it in a second. In a moment, as I'm praying this, dissipate the doom and the gloom. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by the Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. I'm actually going to be speaking at it this year. It's in person and online. And you can find out more at northwesternchristianwritersconference.com. And again, that's Northwestern, E-R-N, not Northwest. I think sometimes people get that confused. This is a conference that's taking place in Minnesota. And it is probably one of the most beautifully run conferences I've been a part of. I got to be on the online faculty last year, and I was just so impressed with the just the breadth of types of learning that you will get. If you have always wanted to write a book and you're kind of in that place of, okay, I've been nudged by the Holy Spirit so much and it's time for me to take this nudge seriously, go ahead and find out more at NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. It's a beautiful setting. So if you go there, that will be lovely. But also you can go ahead and sign up for online. I would highly recommend this. And if you're at that place where you're like, you know what, it's time to dust off the stream to be a writer, then go ahead and just check it out. It can't hurt. So thank you so much for to NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com for sponsoring today's episode of Pray Every Day. And I am really, really grateful for you. If you want to be a sponsor for the show, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marriedmuth.com and she will give you all that information. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. And I hope that today is a day where you hear the voice of God and then you heed the voice of God.